Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Thursday, August 6. I'm your host, Charles Pelkey, with these news updates from around Wyoming. The Trump administration announced a reduction to habitat protections in the Endangered Species Act last month. Now conservation groups are suing. Wyoming Public Radio's Teal Davis has more.
Protections for habitat have been part of the Endangered Species Act for over 50 years. The July announcement removed them by rescinding the definition of harm. Tara Zuardo with the Center for Biological Diversity says it may negatively impact some of Wyoming's most vulnerable wildlife, like Canada lynx and the black-footed ferret.
There's just kind of a common sense recognition that if you're going to prevent extinction, you have to protect a species' home.
However, proponents of the definition change say the act was never meant to protect habitat. Some say potential prison time for violating the act was too severe. Zuardo says fish that depend on the Colorado River may also be among wildlife now vulnerable. Several conservation groups have filed a lawsuit to keep the harm definition and habitat protections. For Wyoming Public Radio and Report for America, I'm Teal Davis.
After no new measles cases in 3 weeks, Teton County has lifted its state of emergency. It declared the emergency in July after an outbreak of the highly contagious disease. The county had 5 cases. There were exposures at businesses in Grand Teton National Park's Coulter Bay and at the Target in Jackson. The outbreak came amid the country's highest spike in cases in 35 years. Officials held vaccination clinics and urged the public to get the vaccine if lacking. The state health department says the MMR vaccine is the best way to prevent measles infection. A Hudson resident is running for Secretary of State on the Republican ticket. 47-year-old Quentin Eagle Oviatt says his certification and experience as a mediator and collaborative policymaker would serve him well in that role. He's also built a construction business and conducted research in Antarctica. He's campaigning to address what he calls Wyoming's, quote, voter turnout and engagement problem.
We in Wyoming have had one of the lowest voter turnouts in the country, and seems like this year, despite our highest population ever, I'm expecting one of the lowest voter turnouts on our record. And that's not the outcome that I want. Right now, voting is one of the most powerful tools that we have to hold our elected officials accountable. And when we don't vote, those who are already in power see our silence as consent, or worse yet, even approval of their actions.
He also wants to protect Wyoming from federal interference in state elections, make the state's campaign donation system more user-friendly, and install stronger screening software in the state's business registration system. Communities in our region that rely on tourism are trying to squeeze what they still can out of a summer impacted by wildfires and smoke. The Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports.
Businesses in Leadville, a historic mining town in Colorado's mountains, had a tough July. It's typically the biggest tourism month, but the local economic development office estimates there are about 30% fewer visitors. That's because of the nearby Willow Fire, which started in late June and is still burning. Nancy Bailey says some people likely stayed away because of news of pre-evacuation notices and uncertainty about smoke. She owns Leadville Exchange, a high-end consignment store.
It went to zero. Like, there was no one here. It was the weirdest thing to see the avenue empty on 4th of July.
With the fire now mostly contained, summer's last big events are on, like the Leadville 100 bike and running races and a historic festival when Bailey's hosting a fashion show with clothes from her shop. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
While many Americans are struggling with affordability challenges, money is no object at Wyoming's public libraries. Most offer free internet access, computers, printers, and some have 3D printers and glow forges. Beth Cook with the Laramie County Library System says you can get documents notarized, business coaching, help applying for grants, and live tutoring for students on a range of subjects. There are a number of items you can check out and take home, including blood pressure kits, laptops, and internet access hotspots.
Anything from toolkits to try before you buy. Maybe you want to try this chainsaw before you commit to buying it. You really can. It's meant to lower barriers for people to have access to the tools that they need.
Laramie County Library, launched as a Carnegie Library in 1886, is the longest-running county library in the nation. Cook says libraries were created to serve communities in part by ensuring residents can access tools to learn and grow.
Our mission right now is ignite curiosity, fuel imagination, and connect community. And I think that that's true for all public libraries in Wyoming.
And another bonus, most Wyoming County libraries have air conditioning. And here's Ivy Engel with a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. A Sweetwater County firefighter has been given a regional award for his actions during last year's Green River Tunnel crash. The Rock Springs Rocket Miner reports last year, Lieutenant Spencer Berry responded to a pileup in a tunnel on I-80. He headed into the tunnel, which was already filling with smoke, and directed people out to safety. While doing so, he discovered a woman trapped in her vehicle as the fire moved closer. With no thought to his own safety, he worked to get her out and to first responders before heading back in to battle the blaze. Berry was given the American Legion Western Region Firefighter of the Year Award. A former Powell resident was posthumously honored for his service during World War II. The Powell Tribune reports Corporal Mark Zupan was named the Red Lodge Veteran of the Year at his hometown's July 4th rodeo. He received 3 Purple Hearts and the Combat Infantry Badge. 13 of his nieces and nephews rode in the parade and accepted the commemorative belt buckle. And camping app Hip Camp has named Sinks Canyon Campground in its list of 50 favorite places to camp in America right now. The list was based on things like reviews, standout settings, and cultural and travel trends. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. Which of Alan and Ann Simpson's children became Speaker of the House in the Wyoming legislature? Send your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook. We'll be sure to give a shout out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, what Wyoming county became the first to enjoy countywide airmail service in the U.S.? Natrona County began operating U.S. airmail service out of Wardell Field. That later became Casper Natrona County International Airport. Starting in 1927, that service covered the entire county, making Natrona the first county in the country to offer that service. Congratulations to John Rickman I with the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Have a good day, even when smoke gets in your eyes, and join me again tomorrow. And oh, happy 40th anniversary, Diana.